Where did you keep horses?
Well, his barn was large enough. It had a wide driveway. Mm-hmm. On one side, he had stalls for his horses. Mm-hmm. Then out beyond that, on the outside of that, he had all the length of the barn. He kept his tools, his cultivators, and all those things that he used farming with on that under that part of it. And on the other side, he just had a large shed. It was covered over, but it wasn't rooms. It was what he called a shed. And all the cattle could come in there. And upstairs in the loft, he had his hay in the center. And on either side, he had holes and the chute. Down there he had the mangers. And so in each horse's stall, the hay was just forked over into this, and it fell down into the horse's mangers. And on the other side for the cattle, it was just a great long manger. And the hay was just thrown down all along there for the cattle.
The manger then is what you keep the food in?
The hay, yeah. Uh-huh. And the horses, he fed them corn, and they had what you call a trough, where he'd put the corn in.
What's the difference between a trough and a manger?
Well, the manger was for the hay, and the trough was for the corn, and the trough, you know, it was, you've seen them, haven't you?
You saying that there was a manger, the thing like...
Yeah, it was just had standards up here, and against the wall was part of it, you see. And then it had standards out here, and the hay would just come down into that manger. But the corn was a trough. It was just for the horses. The cows didn't have any. Each horse had a stall and a trough and a manger of his own, all on one side of the barn. He had eight horses, and at that same side of the barn was the crib where he kept his corn. I used to try to suck eggs up in that hayloft. I had some cousins that liked to suck eggs. And I wasted lots of eggs trying to learn to lock them, and I never did lock one. You know, break a little hole in that one end and suck it out. I tried and tried and tried, but I never could. They called me chicken. Make fun of me, going at me. My cousins, I had a bunch of cousins. And they could all suck eggs off me. I never did like eggs, raw eggs. I came here and I've been born down there in one of those mangers. One Sunday morning, my father and the other children had gone over to the church, and Mama had fixed dinner. Then she went out in the yard and gathered a bouquet of flowers. I was born 25th of April. She had a lot of flowers. She went out and got flowers and put them on the dining table. And she came out onto the porch to rest. And she heard old hen cackling down at the barn. So she decided she would go down there and get the eggs. And she got down there. And she sat down in that manger, or something or other there, in the horse's stall, I think it was. Anyway, she sat down there in the horse's manger, wherever it was, or the trough or something. And she came very near having me right down there by herself. And she managed to get to the house after a while. And my father and the children came in from, and she just had got to the porch, and she hadn't even gotten inside when they walked up. And he helped her in the house, and they sent for, in those days, women helped women have babies.